So this week, Parshas Bechukosai starts. Rashi says, "Im Bechukosai Telechu." You learn from here the mitzvah, the concept, Shetiu Amelim B'Torah. They have to toil and work hard in Torah. And in relation to this concept, to the idea of learning Torah, I want to speak of something which is very negiah l'maise, and fits very much the idea of learning Torah, which is, the subject is learning Torah behirur. Learning Torah, but not saying any words, just thinking about it. Just thinking and learning. Is thinking and learning constitute as limud Torah or not? Or limud Torah or hirur is not enough to be considered as limud Torah. So the truth is, kayadua, it's a famous machlokes. It's a big machlokes of the Shulchan Aruch with the Gaon Mevilna, the Vilna Gaon. Shulchan Aruch holds that you do not have a bracha, you don't see brikas haTorah in the morning, unless you're going to learn Torah and put out the words from your mouth. As the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Zayin in Orachayim, HaMehare B'divrei Torah, Ein Tzarech Levarach. You don't do a bracha on your divrei Torah. The Vilna Gaon says, why not? It says vehigisa bo yom v'layla higisa. It's a tool in Torah, but higisa loshon higoy igyo in libi. It's something in your heart, in your thought. So of course you have to do brikas Torah on a hero. What do you mean?
You should say
brikas Torah. Yeah, but that's no. So if he's eventually, you will have to say brikas Torah. Talk about a guy right now. He just wants to think and learn. We'll get to we'll clarify what we're talking about.
Davening behavior.
So davening says behavior, you have to be moitzim epif. Davening kriyash has to be moitzim epif. So if so, that's a problem. You have to be moitzim epif. But the question is learning the same thing or not? So first of all, the Shulchan Aruch, we'll focus first on the Shulchan Aruch and then we'll go to the Gaon. Shulchan Aruch tells us that you have to do a bracha. Don't have to do a bracha on hirur. Because hirur, you're not saying anything, so you don't have to do bracha on it. The Shulchan Aruch, that's Seif Dal in Shulchan Aruch. Seif Gimel in Shulchan Aruch is something else. HaKoisev B'Divrei Torah, if you write Torah. You're writing Chiddush Torah. Do you have to say a bracha or not? According to the Shulchan Aruch that says that you don't say Torah if you're just thinking and learning. So if you're writing and learning, it should be the same thing. Hakoyz di v'torah b'she'in o'koyre tzarech levarach. Shulchan Aruch says you have to bench. So the Mefarshim, the Taz already points out over here, what's the difference? If you're writing di v'torah or not, but you're not saying anything, what's the difference if you're thinking or you're writing? Ma'anef kemina? What's the difference between the two? So some want to say that writing is an expression, it's like you could talk, and you also can write, you're bringing it out. You have to bring it out from yourself. Well, question, what's the explanation of that? So the Shev Yaakov was one of the Noisekelim on the Shulchan Aruch. He brings a sefer on the Shulchan Aruch. It says a beautiful idea. He says that the Shulchan Aruch holds the definition of Limud Torah you have to do is that you have to learn the Bartabom, the Shinamtom Levanecha, the Limate Moisov. The way Torah is being given, it needs to be in a way that you can teach it to others. So when a person learns to himself and he says the words, in theory, someone can listen to him. When a person learns Torah and he writes it, someone can read what he wrote. But when a Torah is thinking and learning, nobody can hear it. So what defines Torah, your Torah, your own Torah, is defined something that you can deliver to others. That's how you define Torah. So Shulchan Aruch says, if you're talking, you'll be it's a Torah, you'll see Berakas HaTorah. If you're writing, it's Torah, you'll be Berakas HaTorah. If you're only thinking, it's not Berakas HaTorah. That's what he says. Now, the Vilna Gaon holds that Hiru does require Berakas HaTorah. Why is that so? So some Achorim understand, the Binyan Olam was a sefer written by Rav Yitzchak HaYizachover, who is the Talmud of the Talmud of the Vilna Gaon, wrote many things on the ground, especially in Kabbalah. But he, in being early with Sefer Halacha, is a shoot, so Shaz HaChuas. So he brings there, he understands the going to say that the rule that we have, that hiru, thinking, is not kedibur dami, doesn't apply according to the going to Torah. Hiru kedibur dami. Not that we disqualify the cloud, the rule, that when you think he is not considered to be talking. Meaning, Kriyishma, we know you have to be moitzi mipiv, you have to say it. But in Torah, thinking is like talking. So meaning, hiru lav kedibur dami in some areas of Torah, but in learning Torah, hiru kedibur dami. And that's why all the Shechonos. Shechonos says only when you talk in the Sibirik Satayah, says the Milne Goyen, hiru kedibur dami. Thinking is also like talking. Because it says vagitze boyim avalayla. So therefore, it's a Sibirach. So based on that, and that's also the way the Chaya Odom and Nishmas Odom and the Stanley Goyen, says the comes in Afkimina. What's Afkimina? If a person is in Kriyishma, this is Milne Kriyishma, saying Kriyishma, and the chazan is, you know, taking a long time. You're in Rosh Hashanah. Doing Birkas Kriya Shema, you have a piyutim. It takes some time. And he wants to open a sefer and learn something. Could he? Can't he? So the Rama says, in Simon Sameches, he says, he speaks about learning when the tzibur doing piyutim, says, you not shouldn't do it. Kol gom yishaloyim al hiru, there's no isur to just read a sefer while you're not davening, while you're waiting. Why? To hear lav kedimur dami. Hear lav kedimur. So it says the Ramah, therefore it should not be a problem. Says based on the Chaya Odom, say based on that according to the Goyen, you can't. Because according to the Goyen, hearer is kedimur dami. And if here is Kedibur Dami by Torah, so when you're thinking and learning, you're actually talking. So the same way you can't talk in the middle of Kriyishma, you can also think of learning Kriyishma. Big enough Kedibur Dami, according to that, the Goyen is arguing the Ramah. Says the Biro Halacha, no. The Biro Halacha says that he argues and says, the Goyen doesn't say that Hiru Kedibur Dami. All what the Goyen is saying is that Hiru also qualifies Kedibur Torah. It requires a bracha. How do you know? Says the Goyen. Says like, you have to be in immersed in learning, which really is our part. That's our parsha. You're immersed in Torah. Immersed in Torah means that even without talking, you're always thinking and learning. But not if thinking is talking. And everything in Torah, even in learning. But therefore, but why you require bracha? Because it's divrei Torah. But it's not considered to be a hefsek. That's what Biro Halacha brings. So he says, but Aniyus died to the Kivin Yafe. He disagrees with the Bin Yoril. The Gama Grom, why the Philip Toiro, Hiru, Lav Kadibur Dam. Not Kadibur. El the Sril, the Gama Hiru, who mitzvah, the Chtiv Gisa Boyam Valel. So he holds Hiru is a mitzvah, and then it's a mitzvah to Toiro, and then we have to do a bracha. And then the Goyen, Lashitasoy, this is the famous story of the Goyen, brought down, Rechai Voloshner brings it in the Agdomo to Savit Etzliusor. Savit Etzliusor is a part of the Zohar. The Goyen wrote a whole sefer on it, a Kabbalistic sefer. And the Akdama to that sefer, Chaim Voloshiner writes a little bit about the Goyen. He writes how tremendous some stories just to grasp who the Goyen is. One of the stories is that when the Goyen once slept and he dreamed, a malach came to him in his dream, I think a malach, and he told him an explanation for the pasuk v'yalu zebanegev. That this is by the Raglim. Raglim says by Halus Benegev. He told him explanation, and the explanation was. I tried to see how many times were it. He saw. What can I say? It was many, many reasons, ways to understand that pasuk. Say this niflaim and the pasuk of Halus Benegev. When the Goyen woke up in the morning, so he didn't want to forget, so he right away repeated to himself what he heard in his dream. But because the Goyen paskins. That he requires Birkas HaTorah, and he didn't do Birkas HaTorah yet, so Mishamayim, he lost this, he forgot about it. That's what it brings. And it was very sad, and Talmudim saw his sadness, and why he's so sad, they asked him until they told him the story, they told him, Mishamayim, you're going to give it back to you? And in the end, there was a different story, and afterwards, it came back to him, and all these Pirushim, it says it was Srim Vishtayim Mirish Shishim Arfanim. So Srim Vishtayim, 2,200 ways to understand it. So that's just a story Chalosha brings. The Goyen Lishitos, so it needs to be, Hiru requires a bracha. So that's what comes out. This is the two shitas. Now, what the question is, even according to Shulchan Aruch, we usually pass on Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch passes here, it does not require Birkas HaTorah. Does that mean he holds that here is not learning Torah? Or he agrees that Hebrew is learning is Torah, the Mikhail Mitzvah. But you're not, in order to be Mikhuyab the bracha requires a little more significance of Torah. It needs to be Dibur. But even with that, like that's like the Shev Yaakov, it needs to be a Dibur that you could go and give it to others. But even when you do it to yourself, you're still doing a mitzvah. Or that the Shulchan Aruch holds that it's Namash Gurnish. Thinking and learning does not, you're not doing anything. The Shulchan Aruch Harav, Hichos Talmud Torah, he goes through the whole union of Talmud Torah in the end of Yoreh Deo. And he says over there that based on Shulchan Aruch, that if Torah, there's some things you have to do with thinking when you're thinking and learning. There's some areas, except that regular Torah, if you're thinking and not saying, it's nothing. You're not a Kayim any mitzvah, not Torah is gurnished. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. So many bring Rias, I saw Rosh Weiss has it as well. Throughout Shas, that's not true. Of course, there's an Indian that a person thinks of learning that there is a mitzvah over there. Well, there's a few riots. One of the riots is that the Gemara, famous Gemara in Eruvin, says that Bruya was seeing this Talmud who was learning and not, he didn't take out the words from his mouth. So Batshabe, she kicked him and told him, Chayinem le Mutzayim. Says, I'll take the Mutzayim and the Mutzayim. The Mutzayim. You have chayim, if you take out the words from your mouth, you will deserve chayim. So the Mashmol says, the brewer is telling him, you want to get chayim, you want to get a special reward. Say the words. It doesn't make sense, the brewer is telling him, if you don't do that, you're not mekayim, it's just Talmud Torah. And the Talmud denied, I need the brewer to tell him that you have to. That he's not mekayim Torah. But just Torah was mekayim. Just it was an extra mile the brewer gave him. It's also what the one says, the one in Brachas, that says that, shnayim shiyoshvim, so there is the Shechina b'neim. Even one guy sits and learns he has Shechina. So the based on taste over there, what's the difference between two and one? So Pasha says comes out for the Gemara because two, they're talking to each other. One is only thinking. You could argue in that raya, but there's other rayas from the Gemara in different places that avade thinking and learning is avade maila. It's a great maila, and this connects really to the Pasha. Shetiyua mainly matoyra means you toil in Torah. When you toil in Torah, it's like toiling in business. Probably the person goes around. I heard it from Reb Chaim Balter. You know, he says, you know what the green mile is that a person goes around in the street and he's thinking and learning? Something is bothering him. Maybe a small shayla, small hand, something. Something he's like, you know, thinking, how can you say it? And he doesn't have to say the words. He's talking to himself. A person doesn't look very normal when he's talking to himself. But based on what we're learning, according to the Gordon's Valley, even because of Torah is required. Even according to Shulchan Aruch, Pashtas, not like the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that Avad Yukai Mitzvah Matayra, that's part of Shtiwa mainly Matayra, is living and thinking and being immersed in Torah the whole time. She was very good to that, Be'ez Hashem.